This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, now I want to share with you a lamda shekasha, more on the lamda on Daf Yud Aleph. This is a very important question. This question Rabasi asked me on Shabbos when we were reviewing the blot. The Gemara says that, what does it mean, lachulin? Lachulin means it should not be chulin. What, that which I'm going to eat from you is not chulin. But that implies, rather, it should be a carbon. And the halacha is, it's aser. So Gemara says, who does this go like? It can't be Rameir. The Gemara says, Savrua mai lachulin, loy lachulin lahavi, ela carbon. Mani masnisen, who's the Mishnah? I Rameir. If it's Rameir, but lesle miklalava tashmehin. If it's Rameir, Rameir does not hold that from no, we infer yes. Why? Because Rameir holds any t'nai that's not like the t'nai b'nei Gadu, b'nei Ruvain, is not a t'nai. What is the t'nai b'nei Gadu, b'nei Ruvain? It's not enough to say, if you cross over ahead of your brethren, then you'll inherit in the Transjordan. And that's not enough. You have to say, and if you don't cross over and fight your enemies, fight the enemies of the Jewish people, then you won't inherit. Rameir holds you have to spell out both. If you don't spell out both, then Tnai Batol Maisakayim, then they will inherit irrespective. So Rameir holds, we do not say Miklalav Ata Shemehin. We do not make that inference. Why? Because from the fact that Rameir holds that the Tnai has to be a Tnai Kafal. Since Rameir holds you need a Tnai Kafal, so we see Rameir holds Lesle Miklalav Ata Shemehin. Question. How do we see from here Rameir holds Miklalav, we do not say Ata Shemehin? Maybe Rameir holds that we could infer from no, yes. The only thing is there's a Gzeres HaKosav that when you make a Tnai, it needs to be a Tnai Kafal. And there's no Tnai over here. The guy is saying that which I'm going to eat from you should not be Chulin. So if you hold Miklalav Ata Shemehin, that means you're saying it should not be chulin, but it is carbon. Okay, so we know Rameir holds you need a Tanai Kafal. That's great, but how could you infer from here that Miklalav Ein Ata Shemehin? That's the question. That is the question. Just because Rameir holds Miklal, just because Rameir holds you need a Tanai Kafal, maybe that's Gzeres HaKosov. But how do we know he holds that we don't say Miklalav Ata Shemehin? Yeah, that's the question at hand. This is a question Rabbi Chanan deals with in the Kavet Shurim, and he actually asks this question to Rabbi Chaim, the Grach. So let's see two possible Mahalchim. We'll see this somewhat briefly, just to get an overview, so you should be familiar with this topic. Rabbi Chanan says in the first approach that Rameir's opinion consists of two different factors. Number one, we learn out from B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, you need a Tanai Kafal. Number two, Reb Meir holds that not only do you need a Tanai Kafal, he also holds, he happens to also hold that we don't say Miklalav Ata Shemehin. Therefore, by Nedarim, it's not going to work. Rabbi Chanan even goes so far as to say, the Rambam Paskins like him, that you need a Tanai Kafal, but if there's not a halacha of a Tanai, we do say Miklalav Ata Shemehin. Meaning Reb Meir holds of both. In other words, what do we learn from this Gemara? The din of Rameir is not just a din in Tanai, it's a din in anything. Then we don't say Miklal Avata Shemehin. Therefore, Legabi Nadarim, Loi Chulin is not going to help, even though it's the Mashma that it's Aser. The Ran in Gittin writes that if you make a Tanai in the past, meaning if you're an islandess, it should be a good get, you don't need the din of Tnaim. Except for, meaning a Tnai in the past is a different kind of Tnai, but we still would not say Miklalav Ateh Shameahin. The question is why? The question is, a Tanai is Exeris, the laws of Tanaim is Exeris HaKasav that needs to be Kafal. But how do you know for Shar Dvarim, like Nadarim, that he would hold that we don't say Mekalav Ata Shameahin? So if you look at Rabbi Chanan over here, basically, the reason Reb Meir would need a Tanai Kafel is for two reasons. Number one, Midin Tanaim, you need a Tanai Kafel, because otherwise you can't learn that from B'nai Gad or B'nai Ruvain. And even without the Dinim of Tanaim, the reason you need a Tanai Kafel is otherwise your intention is not clear. We do not say Miklal Lav Yatoshemeh, Miklal Hein Yatoshemeh Lav. Meaning, when Reb Meir holds you need a Tanai Kafel, there are really two reasons for that. We're forced to say, meaning our Gemara forces us to say that Reb Meir holds you need a Tanai Kafel for two reasons. Number one, because otherwise we can't learn out from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. And number two, we do not say Miklal Hein Yatosh Shemei Alav. Rabbi Chanan says, Avakasha, Dabi Mishnah Perka Oimer, Mefurish, Bedivir Ameir, Dehadabai Tanai Kafel, Yalaflam Mikroi, Dimnei God, Dimnei Ruvain. Meaning, it's not enough to say that the reason why Rameir holds you need a Tanai Kafel is because we don't say a Miklal Hinata Shemei Alav. The Gemara is clear, it's because it's learned out of Psukim. Kamoi Kol Dine Tanai, Val Kachach, Tzarch Loimer, the Rameir Matzrich Tanai Kafel, Mibnei Shnei Tamim. Rameir, or perforce, would have to say that you need a Tanai Kafel for one of two reasons. Number one, Mibnei Dine Tanai, because of the laws of Tanaim, the Yalef Mibnei Gadim Mibnei Ruvain. And number two, Gam Beloi Dine Tanai, Svir Lil Rameir, the Meklal Hein, Iyato Shemei Alav. It's for both reasons. So basically, Rameir says you need a Tanai Kafel, and there has to be two reasons for Rameir. One, we know he quotes the Pasuk, the Pesukim from Tanai B'nai Gad B'nai Ruvain. And number two, from the Gemara Nadarim Yud Aleph, that learns that the reasoning of Rameir is because we don't say Miklal Hein Ata Shemei Alav or Miklal Av Ata Shemei Hein. Which is interesting that there would be two completely different reasons why Rameir requires a Tanai Kafel. Rabbi Chanan says he asked this question to Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chanan in I think it's in Pesach, in Baba Basra, Ois Tuf Lamed Zayin. So what I just read to you is Kovet Shiurim Simen Membez. This is in the Rabbi Chanan on Baba Basra. V'kasha degabe chulin loy oichalach maisi b'gemar nadam yinal plukta d'ramei rabbanam b'tanai kafel de pligi I amrinan miklal hina ta shemea lav umay de isa dilma ramei srile nami miklal hina ta shemea lav. Oh, Rabbi Chaim says umay raya, what's the raya? Dilma ramei srile nami miklal hina ta shemea lav. Maybe ramei holds that from yes, we could infer no. Why do you need a Tanai Kafel? It's Exer Sakosov, we come up and buy Tanai Kafel, Exer Sakosov. Dumya Dimnei God, Dimnei Ruvain. You ready for this? I like this much better. I asked this to Reb Chaim, and you know what Reb Chaim said? Said Reb Chanan. Reb Chaim said, if Reb Meir hold miklal lav atoshamei hein, then you would not have to double the tanai. You did double the tanai. It is a tanai kafel. If you say to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, if you cross over, I'll give you the land of the Transjordan. If Reb Meir held miklal lav atoshamei hein, then that is a tanai kafel, because we could figure out and infer that if they don't cross over, they're not going to get the Transjordan. It's not Reb Meir holds of two different things. It's not Reb Meir holds you need a Tanai Kafel for two reasons. Number one, we learn out from Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven. And number two, Reb Meir holds, even if you're not having a Tanai, you still need to double it because we don't say Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein. Reb Meir has to hold that you need a Tanai Kafel, because of Reb Meir has to hold, we do not say Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein. If he held, we say Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein, then no Gzeres HaKosev in the world would be able to ruin this Tanai, because it is Kafel. Because the Tanai implicitly is, if you cross over, we'll give you the land of Transjordan. And what you're also saying is, if you don't cross over, we're not going to give it to you. It's not Reb Meir holds of two distinct opinions, that we don't say Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein, and we also require a Tanai Kafel. It's that Reb Meir holds you need a Tanai Kafel. That's the starting point. Reb Meir holds you need a Tanai Kafel. And because he holds you need a Tanai Kafel, he obviously, you cannot say Miklal Hena Toshamei Alav, because otherwise it would be a Tanai Kafel. The Dover Zesh Sha'alti is Kvay Kudushas Marenu Rab Hagoin Rab Chaim Alevi, Veheshiv, the Pukta Miklal Hena Toshamei Alav, he Imalav Nichlal Balasha Nahin. Is the no incorporated in the yes? Ve'en Kein Kisha'imar Hein Lachud. When you say the yes alone, have a ki'ilu oimer ha'hein v'alav. It's like you said both. Umameila have a kafel. The other man da'amer holds, we know what you mean, but you didn't say it. Therefore, it's not similar to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Reb Meir holds, that we don't say Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein. Memela, you don't have a Tanai Kafel. Everyone holds you need a Tanai Kafel. There's no Machloikis, of course you need a Tanai Kafel. So then, why do the Chachamim say that you don't have to double it? They say you are doubling it, because Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein, so you're saying both the Lav and the Hein. Reb Meir holds, no, you're not saying, we don't say Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein. So since we don't say it, you don't have a Tanai Kafel. They're not two different shittos. It's not Reb Meir holds two things. It's not that Reb Meir holds, like Reb Chanan says, you know, Reb Meir holds Gzeres HaKosev, you need a Tanai Kafel. And by the way, even if you're not in the realm of Tanai, we also do not say Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein. No, Reb Meir doesn't hold two things. Everybody agrees you need a Tanai Kafel. There's one machloikis. Do you say Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein or not? Reb Meir holds, we do not say that. Memela, it's not similar to the Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. The Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, you spelled out both ways. And since we do not say Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein, this is not similar to the Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. The Chum say it is similar. You did spell out both ways. I only said one tzad. We figure out from the other tzad that you're saying the converse as well. That's how Reb Chaim sees it. Reb Chaim sees it's one machlekes. Reb Chanan says, no, there are two independent machlekes. And the Rambam even paskins like Reb Meir. The Rambam holds like Reb Meir, you need a Tanai Kafel. And the Rambam holds that Miklal Lav Atoshamei Hein. And does that make it a Tanai Kafel? No, it does. It happens not. That does not make it a Tanai Kafel. Reb Chaim said it would make it a Tanai Kafel. So Reb Chanan learns that Reb Meir Shita is two independent positions, you need a Tanai Kafel, and we don't say Meklav Klalav Atashmehein. And Reb Chaim says there's one machlokes. Everybody holds you need a Tanai Kafel. If we were to say Meklalav Atashmehein, you would have a Tanai Kafel. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have an amazing rest of the day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.